book has a singular goal: to teach you how massive wealth is created in the 21st century. It's not a system or a secret, so I'm not going to build this up into something fancy like those bullshit self-help books you've already bought. I'm just going to tell you how a C-minus student from Brooklyn, before Brooklyn was cool, clawed his way into the tech industry, got lucky 7 times, and counting, and made tens of millions of dollars. Most folks think I'm lucky. Some say I'm a complete fraud. And a handful think I'm a brilliant hype man. And I don't agree with any of them. I agree with all of them. That's why this will be the greatest business book ever written. I shouldn't be the one writing it, yet here we are. I'm the outsider who made it in, letting you know how he pulled it off. I'm as shocked as anyone I made it here, and it's a hell of a story. The son of a nurse and bartender watches his family lose everything when the feds, wearing ray jackets just like in the movies, burst in with shotguns to take back his dad's bar. He crosses the bridge to Manhattan with something to prove, and ultimately, he heads to the West Coast to make his fortune. The American Dream. The American Dream still exists. It's just not as widely distributed. Our parents and grandparents took factory and white-collar jobs and rode them for all they were worth in the last century. Now the robots, who never sleep and self-improve on an exponential curve, are taking these jobs. Meanwhile, we humans, with our nagging physiological and emotional needs, struggle to keep up. Most of you are screwed. But you're here, so you're clearly willing to learn, and I can radically improve your odds if you do the work. The world is becoming controlled by the few powerful and clever people who know how to create those robots, or how to design the software and the tablet on which you're reading this. But please, don't stop reading, because I'm going to show you how anyone can get a seat at the table with the Digirati, Illuminati, and Moneyrati, and, perhaps, tap into this 100-year boom. Yeah, I've got my own formula like those other business books you've bought, but there is a major difference between my formula and theirs. Mine is forward-looking. All of the other books out there, and some are great, try to explain to you how people made money in real estate by mastering the art of the deal or by getting the right people on the bus and the wrong ones off. But they are largely historical documents now. The world has changed more in the last 10 years than it did in the last 10 decades. That's not just some clever one-liner to say in a conference keynote or at a dinner party. It's an undebatable fact. The changes we've seen with the internet, with mobile phones, with robotics, with sensors, and in biology are mind-blowing not just to civilians, but also to the people working in these fields. And the pace is increasing. I could give you a list of mind-blowing breakthroughs to prove my point about how fast things are moving, but I'd like this book to stand the test of time. And the truth is that giving you examples like a computer beating a human at chess, or an encyclopedia made with no paid writers, or computers flying airplanes and cars without steering wheels, wars being won with robots, are so commonplace that science fiction is having a hard time remaining, well, fiction. I know because the top-tier investors who invested in the last 50 big things call me to find the next big thing. I live on the edge of the future of business and technology. As an angel investor, it's my job to write the check when no one else believes in you. And that's the most thrilling bet in the world. Every week, I meet a dozen dreamers with insane ideas who want me to give them my money, advice, and access to my Rolodex, but mostly the money. Oftentimes, I'm the first money in, the first investor willing to take a chance with a company like Uber or Thumbtack when they are only worth $4 or $5 million, and almost everyone else has said no. This year, I invested $750,000 in a company that makes a robotic cafe called Cafe X. It eliminates the two most expensive aspects of Starbucks business, real estate and humans. When the founders emailed me a video of the prototype in action at a college in Hong Kong, I wrote back to them, "Is this a joke?" They said, "No, it is not a joke." So I invited them to come to my incubator, where we spent 3 months refining the product and helping them craft their pitch. Then I